Blog Talk Radio.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
I bet you that was louder than the music that's going on here.
Something. We are live in Citi Field, and I think that everybody in Brooklyn, everybody in Queens, everybody every place can feel this place pulsing. It is just amazing. Welcome, people. Welcome to Bridal Body Shop Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And we are live here at Citi Field, and it's just amazing the turnout today, Elite. We had torrential rain, and it was just amazing that just about a few minutes ago before the sun went down, the sun
went
out.
Yeah, nobody here before.
That was unbelievable. But for us to get to the stadium with all our equipment from the car was an undertaking because we couldn't park close enough to the stadium.
Well, first of all, we parked in the wrong parking lot.
We parked in the wrong
one. What was the baseball call?
Oh my goodness! Wait, who was it? Casey Stengel.
Right, we were in Stengel's parking lot
right.
When we had to be in Gil Hodges'
right. All the way around the corner.
Which is all the way around the corner. And if you were out in this pouring rain today.
And in a normal day, that would have been a beautiful, like, little walk. But today, with the wind that I would say was clocking at least 50 miles an hour, we
it was terrible.
With an umbrella, with my hat.
The guy told us that we're in the wrong section. He goes, I'm really sorry, but you have to walk around like a half a mile around the block.
Yeah.
So people that know Citi Field, it's pretty long. You have to walk in this kind of weather.
Exactly.
I tell you, I like Shea Stadium much better than Citi Field.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pretty stadium. There's nothing big about the stadium.
Actually, the last time I was here in Shea Stadium,
Yeah,
you know?
The first time I'm here in Citi Field.
Yeah, really, really. But you know what? It's just this wonderful event, and it's so nice to see that there's so many people here. It's just that relief. How much is it there? How many people is it there?
Where?
Here. This is without any drinking. There's no alcohol here, so
it's really, really loud in here. That's my problem. Here right now, I don't know. I really don't know. I would say maybe 300.
Oh, I don't think that's thousands.
No, I don't think so.
You're just looking at the food. Now, let me introduce everybody who's listening. We are the Bridal Body Shop. We have this is a special show today. We're here. It's a special show, but we usually are on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. You can find us there, and if you can't hear us live, you can always go to our site and have a listen again. But to be involved in this venture is, and we have no sound effects. But the only sound is me.
Yeah, we have plenty of sound effects around us.
I know. Elite Jigam and she. Bling. And the Bridal Body Shop is who we are. And welcome to yet another weekly frolic into the world of fitness. And today we're going to be in the world of weddings and keeping at it. And that's what this episode is about. It's just, you know, Karina Jimenez, who was on with us last week, Elite. You know, I didn't see her the whole night.
We haven't seen her yet. I wonder where she is.
She is running from place to place. And, you know, there's just not enough of the person that's in charge to make everybody happy. Because she's got the heat every day, she's got the talk to the press. So that's
she organizes this whole thing.
It's a tough thing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
And, you know, last
it's tough
year,
for us to find our little table here.
You know what? When we were at the Falcon Club last week, you know, I mean, this is good. This is all consuming. This is on your mind constantly. And I'm wondering what she's going to feel like after all this is over. It's like, you feel like you have to have something to worry about. You're going to be like, solo. It's solo.
Right.
And you're free.
Did you see what just passed us?
Yes.
They have this rolling, what is it, Statue of Liberty?
That's what it is.
She's in a, like, this thing that rolls with her. And actually what it does is hold champagne glasses.
Okay.
So you could serve your guests in champagne.
And it's a caddy.
It's like a champagne caddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I took a picture. You'll see it up tomorrow. But, you know, what it stinks is there's no alcohol in here.
That's what I'm saying.
No alcohol. None allowed in this building.
Everybody is going up to her looking at the glasses to take one. And again, there's nothing in it. And, you know, when I look at
they're empty glasses.
And I'm watching everybody's face. I'm watching everybody's face.
I think that's a great thing for a party. Oh, my God. Strolling like Hattie with champagne glasses all around?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, really cool. Really nice here.
Well, years ago, they had that lady that went to go around with the shot glasses.
Yeah.
Like the ammunition around your belt. But that's pretty cool. I like that.
But see, you know, when everybody's sitting by our booth, you can't see them. They're looking here, and they're like, oh, they're on the radio, and people are like looking turning back and looking turning back.
I know.
Yeah, you're facing me, so you can't see it.
I think I'm going to go have enough cupcakes.
Grab your cupcakes. It's a picture that I got, but I smell hush money. I smell hush money coming for that, but that's going to go on. That's going to go on.
With cupcakes?
And why not?
I'm trying to redeal
this
because I can't.
This is, you know,
I
what?
You.
And I'm hoping when we hear the playback later. This is a very, very hard dance for the both of us because it is really, really hard. I'm sitting here and I have my headset on and I'm looking at her and this delay and I can't really hear her. So we're trying not to step on each other and we're looking at each other crazy. And we're just doing the best we can to just bear with us.
Oh, and I'm just fucking hoping the champagne glass will fill up.
No,
well,
that's going to make the show even worse or better, depending on who do we have on coming on today. You know who we have coming on today?
We have like an expert that knows all these information about City Field, Shea Stadium. He's pretty well informed about past and present.
I hate a show off of Lee Diggerman.
What?
I said I hate a show off. You know I hate a show off.
Oh, yeah, well.
See, my job.
He'll stump you on everything. He'll stump you.
See, the bad part about this is my jokes are not hitting you. You don't really know what I'm saying, so I have to keep repeating a punchline and you're looking at me with a crazy face.
Because I can't hear you.
This is
great because I can pick and choose what I hear.
You paint your own picture. But I tell you something. You know what was really nice when we were driving in today? And both of us were way too young to see the world there.
I was never
in this part of Queens to see the globe that was the World Fair. I think it was in 1959. I know it's before.
Oh, I don't know.
And I would have been, but I'm wondering. I think one of our guests might know when the
oh, he'll know.
No, I know
and
my
he better
guest
call
know,
in.
Too. My guest might know, too. Don't you think
just
that your guest is better than my guest?
Call it in.
I actually have a musician who is going to be telling us a little bit. But he's got a sports back, too, so don't you judge him. He's got a sports back, too.
Oh, a fact.
That's enough.
You know what? They should dump each other.
They're not going to be on at the same time.
Oh, well, we couldn't
because,
make that
and
happen.
And the good news about that is we wouldn't be able to hear who's who.
But I'm sure them two would hear each other. We couldn't hear. They'll have a nice conversation without us.
Well, all I can say is I just hope that everybody hears us okay, and I hope that they hear us okay when they call in. That was a nice little piece of history. Like I said, I never saw that. I was never here, so obviously everything's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of nice to see that. Because they always had their people talking about it, and it was a big thing.
Yeah.
Can't know what I'm talking about either.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
I saw this very concerned look on your face, and I'm thinking, well, I know she's not that concerned about me. I mean, she tries to act like she is, but it really doesn't happen that often. So what the hell is wrong with her? I think you better blot your face, darling. Just get back on track. because
my eyes are tearing.
Talking
to your phone, maybe that's the problem.
I am. I'm talking into my phone.
Okay.
But the problem is,
we're working on the surface condition.
We're a handicap.
That is exactly what
this
we're doing.
This is a challenge for us, huh?
It is a challenge, and
really
we're up to it. And you know what I can't wait to see? If that boy band starts dancing and singing
that's
right
horrible.
Now. Well, they were just warming up. They were really just warming up, but we're right by,
no,
I think the stage that we're by
so
now is for the fashion show.
Yes, I think the fashion show.
One of
look,
them.
Told you this food. Look.
Okay. All Lee thinks about is these things of food. Now, granted,
we didn't eat. What was it, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
And there was nothing open for us to eat. There's not one restaurant open during off season.
Well, you know, to fill people that had home, in the stadium, there's nothing for these people. There's nothing open unless it's a game.
No.
So there are restaurants in here, but they're not open unless it's an active game.
Well,
or
open
it is not, yeah. And the nearest thing wasn't even walking distance, so here
we
go.
You had to get out of here. Nothing is close to the field. You have to really drive out.
Yeah.
It's not raining. We didn't go
in here. No. Even go to the car would not have been good.
No.
But, Elite was a big shot and split into 2 circles. And here we are with the belly somewhat full. And we're okay. You know, this is like a fast forward of our life. I'm picturing you when we're in our 80s, leaning up high. Because that's, you're giving me. And anybody who has a parent or any elder in their life and they have a hearing problem, there's that look on their face of struggle because they don't really know what you're saying. And they're trying to smile when it's appropriate. We're dead now. We're dead. Because now the boy band is starting. So hopefully our caller comes on.
I'm sure we can hear them. Let's just talk about
So we're trying to paint the picture of everybody. And we're going to have plenty of pictures tomorrow on Facebook. But there are, see, how many spaces did you say I set up? Elise Siegelman, how many stages would you say are set up? What are you doing to me tonight? How many stages?
Like 3 stages. 3 of them.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I think this is going to be the fastest show, the one year off with the light. Oh, it could be up there also, because that's the next stage. That's the middle stage.
That's going to be where, wait a second, because there's a stage right around the corner from us. There's another stage.
Oh,
so there's like three, there are 3 stages going at the same time. Yeah. So
both of them, there's only one big one, right?
There was just that one. Remember on the
the
moving image.
But it was a longer runway.
And we were on the steps. Remember they said the red photo? That's how we read the screen.
Definitely on the photo.
So now my question to you, is are we gonna be able to hear the
Question. You're very, very SUV.
See, now, this is where we should have brought this big paper, because we're going to have to either draw what we're saying or write out what we're saying, because there's that look on your face, that look that says, help.
Yes, help. I'm getting a feedback saying that we sound like underwater.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In fairness, you know, this is a festive occasion. You can't expect everybody to lower their volume. Why are you laughing? You know, I've never seen this woman laugh so much in one
of the songs we wrote before.
But this is how it happens, my dear. This is, you know what? I don't know if we're going to have a 2-hour show. You're barely getting
2 hours.
You're barely getting to 15 minutes. So, That's, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our little videos at the end.
Yeah,
and that's what we're going to do. And that's how we're going
right.
We're going to mark this occasion. But it's really nice here. It's, I have to say, it's a wonderful job, and people get out after work. You know,
yeah.
that's fancy.
It's a nice house to be now.
Yeah.
And we're on one side.
And there's
the other side,
mariachi band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Like we're in Vegas.
It's really, I have to say, this is a very good job. It's really good. And, you know, I'm trying to put myself in the position of the people that are getting married in maybe a couple months or so, and they go from booth to booth, and they're trying to figure out what's going to work for them, what's not going to work for them, what's within their budget. And it's amazing that this is an industry that just constantly keeps it going. You know, it keeps the money coming in. Somehow they stay afloat.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a nice night out.
So, you know, I think things like this actually take the nerves away a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it just makes it fun. This brings it down to a human level. It doesn't have to be as sterile. It doesn't have to be as, you know, as trim and proper and structured as your family. Alina, I want to know why you're laughing. What did I say that was so funny? Because you've got it, darling. Darling, listen. We've got to get it together.
No,
we've got to pull it together.
That's a great time.
But I'm struggling. I'm trying to work with a co-host.
Oh,
and a hustle. Okay. Now,
that's a lot of fun. I love that.
If you think you have problems, there's that poor violinist over there that nobody could hear. He's not mic'd. He doesn't have a pickup. He's playing in the corner. And let me tell you something. Right over there, right by the photo
No.
Right over there. Right over there in the corner. He's the sombrero. Okay, you can't see it. You can't see it. Okay, forget it. You're absolutely bowing.
You're watching. They're going to come out now.
What? You can't even hear them. That's what I'm saying. Violin, he's not even mic'd. There's no way.
Have microphones?
You can.
Wait, do they have microphones?
Pardon?
Do they have microphones?
Of course they have. They have a mic for every, but these people don't.
Oh, okay.
These people don't.
Oh, they don't.
No, but you could.
That's what I was asking you. Do they have?
They make them, but they don't. These people don't. Clearly,
table to table.
Who's going to hear? Yeah, and it's, yeah. But there's no restaurant in town that's as loud as this right now.
But in a regular restaurant, it's perfect.
They could be playing in two different keys and nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah.
So it's a valiant effort.
Don't make you like real.
It's a valiant effort. Yeah, and that's it. You know what they're here? They're going to have some food. They're going to have a couple of drinks. I'm looking at you know, the older people, and they're not, I'm trying to like think of the older, maybe the chaperones, the kids. And I think a lot of people are just shopping, make a wedding to let them around. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's kind of nice, though. That's kind of nice. I think that's sweet. You know, it just shows you that they're. It's brightly lit. I mean, you got a lot of movies wherever you look. Except when we see them, and there's no movement at all, not even her face, not her mouth, not her expression, nothing, nada.
Oh, you know I have an expression. It just comes out at a certain point.
So now, this is where we lose it, guys. This is where we don't have a snowball chance in hell of anybody hearing us say, oh, you know what?
We can hear that they can hear.
Well, I'm hoping to hear our guests.
I think the guest is excellent here. which guest is the expert? The expert on the City Field.
That's what I want for
NCC.
I love that. I love that.
Can we bring them on?
I think we should. You should be the only one selected.
Expert?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, expert.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm a big fan. I follow you guys on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
So,
tell me some info on CDCSK Stadium.
So, when you guys got there, did you park in the lot where the bases are? Did you know that they outline the actual bases from Citi Field in the parking lot there? You could actually stand on first base where Keith Hernandez played, or on the pitcher's mound where Tom Seva actually pitched.
Oh wow!
You know, it's on
the
third base side on the outside. It's pretty cool.
Do you know what entrance that's in?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Do you know what entrance that is?
It's actually outside the Tom Seva exit in the parking lot.
Oh, we're going to pass that. Tom Seva was next to, where did we park again? Gil Hodges. No.
You said you parked in Gil Hodges.
Stengel. No, we parked in Stengel.
Are you parked in Stengel?
Right. So it's right next to Seva.
Do you know that Casey Stengel's number 37 is retired by the Mets, and they're retiring Mike Piazza's number 31 this year.
That's right.
And there's only two other players, one other player, well, really a manager that had his number retired. Do you know who it was?
No.
I'm looking at Blank of the Newton. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, it's number 14, Gil Hodges. He was the manager of the 1969 Mets.
Oh, wow. Also the bowling alley. Remember that?
Yeah, right, for the bowling alley.
Yeah.
He was originally on the Brooklyn Dodgers, Gil Hodges.
Wow.
That I did know.
The Dodgers are really a lot in Citi Field, which I disagree with. When you came in the front, I don't know if you saw the Jackie Robinson Rotunda.
Yes, we did.
The big 42. Now,
yeah.
Jackie Robinson was, played for the Dodgers, but yet they represent him at Citi Field. I think Jackie Robinson did a lot of great things for baseball, but he should be in Dodger Stadium, not in Citi Field. I'm a Mets
That's
fan.
That's true. So why did they do that?
Because the Wilpons, the Mets really came together because they're a combination of the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Right.
So that's where they get their orange and blue colors from. They get the blue from the Dodgers and they get the orange from the Giants. So the Wilpons, who are the owners of the Mets, are really close with the Dodgers. Sandy Koufax, an ex-Dodger, is really close with them. So they wanted to represent Brooklyn and New York through the Mets.
Oh, wow.
This guy's
you
found
any more extra opinions in the facts about the Mets?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Can you tell us, which field holds more, Shea Stadium or Citi Field? Let's see some notes.
Shea Stadium held 57,000 people, and Citi Field only holds like 41,800.
Ooh.
So there's a difference of like 16,000 people. When I couldn't get World Series tickets, I would have been Shea Stadium because 16,000 more people would have been able to go.
Yeah. And much cheaper too.
That's a good amount less. Why do you think that was a good construction? What happened? Why would they want to lose that amount of money? I mean, you're talking about every seat less you had.
They wanted to make a field that was more conducive for baseball. I don't know. I like Shea Stadium better. I like that old cookie cutter, symmetrical stadium. But in this one, like one field is further than the other, and it's not so symmetrical. And they wanted to make it more fan friendly. So they say that there's like you could see the field from any place in Citi Field. You couldn't at Shea Stadium.
Oh. Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. I'm always amazed that people that know all the little, you know, I'm a nuanced person. I love when people know all the little details, especially, I mean, sports I really know nothing about. But it's amazing how much you know.
I've been a Met fan. I'm 56 years old. I've been a Met fan since I'm like 8 or 9. I grew up in Flushing.
Wow.
So, you know,
yeah.
I lived and drank the Mets.
Yeah.
You still do.
Did you notice when you came in that there were, like, bricks on the ground with people's names on them? I actually bought a brick at Citi Field. It's on the third base side. It's in the Tom Seaver section. And it says my name, and it says, you know, lifetime Met fan. And this way, when I die, people could come look at my name in a brick.
Oh. You know, the funny thing is, maybe on the way out, I'm sure it'll
be
lit.
Well, yeah. It's not raining.
But the only thing that we saw, as it was, I mean, it was raining so hard, it was like it was snow. And the winds were like at least 60 miles an hour, and it didn't make a difference with the equipment and everything, so we literally just ran into the building after they wouldn't let us in another entrance.
Check it out on the way out.
Definitely.
It's actually going towards the bases, so I know you're going to all go see the bases.
Yeah,
okay.
So
actually, look for the bricks.
Out the window when it was clearing up. Tell us about the apple.
You know, there. Whenever a Met hit a home run, an apple comes up out of a hat. Back in at Shea Stadium, one of their logo, their slogans was "The magic is back." So they had an apple in like a magician's hat. And every time you hit a home run, the apple would come out of the hat. Well, that apple in that hat is in the front of the stadium, and they built a new apple and hat inside the stadium now. So there's two of them. One outside. People, when you go to the games, people take pictures in front of it.
Yeah, we have to take a picture. Yeah,
we have to take a picture.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Really cool.
Well, thank you,
Mr. Steve.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Is there anything else you want to shout out while you're on?
You want to, like, plug something?
Say that again?
Plug something. Like your,
I
like
have
your
nothing
website.
To plug. The Bridal Body Shop. How's that?
What a good guy.
You.
I like this guy.
Pretty cool.
Well,
very informative.
Well, I love you girls, and I follow you guys on Facebook, and keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep all the brides in shape.
We're going to try.
Thanks.
Thank you,
thanks for having me.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that guy really
that
did well. I'm afraid for the next one on with his one little fact, with his one little baseball
song.
What can you say?
We have to go those pretty tank tops they're giving away. Look how this.
What are you looking at? What are you looking
those
at?
Those tank tops? They're giving away those tank tops.
They're
right here.
Them away?
The table right here. They're giving them away.
So why don't you go up and get it?
You know, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to make my round.
They won't have any left by the time we get up there, I bet you.
Well, you want me to leave the show now?
No, I don't want you to leave. Well, I wanted to leave the show 3 years ago, but you still come back.
I'm going to put that cupcake in your face.
Oh, I tell you something.
That was pretty informative.
That was pretty good. Well, you could tell. You know, it's funny because I think about my brother, who was not a sports fan of any kind growing up. I mean, my mother's
a Met fan, right?
He's a huge Met fan.
Yeah.
And that's what's so funny. It's like when we were kids, he had no interest at all. And my mother used to try so hard, make him watch a game. Has somebody taken through this? No interest. Now we call him Jock Howard because he didn't let me ever watch football. He'll watch basketball is the only thing he doesn't really watch, I don't think. I don't think he watches basketball.
I don't think a lot of people do.
Basketball is pretty fast moving.
It's a big thing, yeah. But
it really is. I mean,
my father used to love basketball. That was his favorite. Yeah. New York Knicks all the time. At the time.
You know what I feel like we're doing? Like we're doing a parade. I think that it's like, you know, like when
parade?
People,
Thanksgiving decorations. People are up in the booth, but you know what? They have headsets that they're just here. They have people that if the sound isn't just right, they have the techies coming in and fixing it and everything. And we're sitting here like schlemazels. Holy. Oh, darling.
I can't hear you.
But couldn't you hear?
Schnapple.
Well, where is our next guest? Hopefully.
Well, we got to learn about entertainment here.
So hopefully, you know, because you got to stop the bleeding. You got to stop the bleeding with this because it's going to get louder. And we have a few different shout-outs that we're going to have to make before we actually...
Okay, I think the entertainment expert came
on. Expert number two, okay.
Here we come. Hello?
Expert number two.
I don't know which one you're talking to at this time. Do you hear me speaking? I'm calling from a long distance. I don't know if a competitor to you New Yorkers, if I would be a considered an expert, but I'll tell you, I'm calling from Calabria. I listen to your show. It airs only on Monday evenings at around 10:30 at night, and I listen to it when I do my sit-ups and my jumping jacks. It gives me some inspiration, a little, how do you say, a fire under your shoes.
You know something, expert number two? I thought you sounded like a wet bass, but I didn't want to say anything.
I can tell you this much. The expertise I have is not about the New York Mets, the New York Dodgers, I don't know nothing about it. I will speak to you about the place that I come from. We have something called the Society of the Beatlemaniacs. And I wanted to speak to you about the Beatles at the Shea Stadium. If you don't want to hear it, you know, I will go away and go back there to but the sit-ups. But if you wish, I will discuss it with you now. Here's the trivia that I wanted to give you. What a song did the Beatles open with in 1965, and what a song did they close with?
In 1965,
it was the first time that the Beatles had played at the Shea Stadium, and they played again in 1966, but the 65 was the first time they played there. It was in August.
I want to say in 64, they opened with She Loves You.
I don't think in Italy we heard about it in 64 concert. I know in 65 they opened with a tweet and a shout. And what makes this so interesting to us, they used to always close with twist and shout at the end of the concert, like when they sang to the Queen and they told her to revel her jewelry. But they opened with a twist and shout in 1965, and they closed. You ready for this? They closed with a song called I'm Down.
I'm Down.
And Giovanni?
I don't remember giving you my name. Do you have some kind of a track on me? I don't know about this. But go ahead.
I heard they closed it all.
Fascism lives. Wasn't it John Lennon that said, rattle the jewelry?
Yes, John Lennon said it to the, are you in the cheapest seats clapping your hands? And everybody else up the stairs, just rattle your jewelry. And he said it to the Queen.
Okay.
Where jewelry?
Rattle the jewelry. That was the exact quote. John Lennon said,
he said his belly jewelry.
No. No, when cultures collide, no, that didn't happen. What happened was, John Lennon said to the people in the cheaper seats, just clap your hands, the rest of you rattle your jewelry. That was the quote.
Question then for you is, where did that happen? Because that never happened at the Shea Stadium. I don't remember making any jokes along the way, but you go ahead. I'll sit back and listen. Go ahead.
Okay, while we can still hear you, give us some more facts, Giovanni.
All right, that was the 65 concert. They came back about a year later, give or take a week or so. And they opened the set then with rock and roll music, a Chuck Berry song. And they closed that one with a Long Tall Sally. That was a Little Richard song. So even though the Beatles, by 66, they were writing all this beautiful stuff, the Rubber Soul and the Revolver, they opened and they closed it with their with the stuff that they're most influenced by. The rhythm and blues music from America. Congratulations. Am I still on the air? If you're going to ask me when I'm going to get my hair cut, I'll say I just had one, because that's what the Beatles were said in '64, the press conference, too, when they came to New York. Well, and it sounds like in New York they were laughing at them, and now they feel like they're laughing at me. So, but this 65 concert was a very important one to them. It was filmed, and then the 66 concert, it was filmed as well. So there's the two movies called The Beatles at Shea Stadium. But the 66 film has actually been released, and it's one of these movies that you could see if you look it up, and it's an amazing concert. The girls were screaming so loud they could not even hear the music, but it didn't matter. They seemed to have all this stuff going on there. It is exactly as you wish it to sound.
Well, you know something? I can relate to how the Beatles felt in Shea Stadium, because we're looking at each other, we're straining, we can't even hear each other, let alone you, Giovanni. And I'm sure you're more informative than you could ever realize.
Well, I'm still here. I'm still tuned in. I was about to do some sit-ups. I got an earphone on it, pulling on the cable too much. But I'll say this much, and I'll leave you with this. Who the hell is this guy named Shea? And why the hell did they change the name to City Field anyway? But that's about it. So thank you very much for the time to be on the air. If you're ever in Calabria, please stop by the Society de la Beatlemaniac, and I wish you well. I'm going to go back
and
to my
time. Thank you, Giovanni, and stay away from the Zambuca and the coffee, okay?
I got to cut it down a little bit more. Yeah, all right. So longer.
Thank you.
Ciao.
I tell you. All the way from Calabria. Is that,
that
something?
Is something?
That's something. See, you know, our reach is amazing. And we had two experts. Two experts. That, and you know what? We have to be of experts like that. You say, thank God we're not married to them. That's what I say. Thank God we're not married to them. But thank you both, Steve and Giovanni, for being on the air and being such good sports. And it's so hard to hear. And, you know, especially an accent.
They made the show a lot of fun for us.
They made the show a lot of fun. You know something? You know, I also want to give a shout-out to a couple of people before we go. You know what I was hearing this morning, which is really, really nice, that book sales are up. Can you believe it?
Really?
Book sales are up by 12%.
Right. A lot of people don't like Kindle.
But you want to know what you know what's
like
doing
that,
it?
I'm so happy that the book sales are up.
And you know what's happening? The millennials are now finding it, you know, it's a novelty. Getting a book is a novelty. And you know what? As much as I had a problem with hearing that and believing that, we should not lose the power of books in our lives and books in our culture, and it should not be everything
Never.
Being online. And that just made me so happy, because it's really sad. We see all these bookstores closing. So that's what I'm leading up to with two authors that, and one of them we actually know, Patricia Martin, who had written a book, The Right Side of 40.
We have
and it actually,
a couple
it,
times.
It, she's
yeah.
going to be on
she's
for
come
within
on.
2 3 months.
She's
going to be on. But this is a great book, and you know what? I'm thinking about bringing it here tonight, because I'm looking at all these young women, and all these young women that have their lives ahead of them, and so many different factors feature into being a woman and what society thinks you should be as a woman. And The Right Side of 40 is just a wonderful, wonderful way of looking at
aging and how you still have a voice and how potent you still are at any age. Specifically, women always have a weird shelf life that after 30, you're worthless on the sexual marketplace. You're really not a contender. But The Right Side of 40 is just a wonderful book celebrating timeless women. And Patricia Martin is just a wonderful author. And she lives in Connecticut now, but she lives in Hudson Valley. And we're going to take a couple of shots with this book later. Because I think it was the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of it. I think it was a couple of years ago. No, I think maybe it was in last year's 25th anniversary of it. And it was a New York Times bestseller. So that's one of the books that I want to shout out. Also, another book. Being we're in a very, very urban setting, you know how much a fan I am of New York. I love New York. I love just everything from the urban chic to the urban decay. Everything is, I just am a big fan.
Everything
is
awesome.
And this is a great book that is available on Amazon. And the author is John C. Farrell, who is a very, very prolific writer. He's a political writer as well. And this book is called Night People, and it's stories of working class New York. And it's just the fabric of this city. It is basically, it was woven by these people. And it's just these wonderful, you know how I love, I don't want to say I have an attention span of a three, but I love short stories. And Night People are another work with all short stories.
Oh,
and it's just
so cool.
Just wonderful.
Yeah.
It's, you know what?
One thing I love, copy.
I love the, oh, okay, I'll give you one. I love the picture. I love, you know how I love
the black and white.
So, Night People and Other Tales of Working New York. And we're going to take a shot with this, too. It's just two one. And I just figured I'd give those mentions because now the book sales are up. Let's keep them going up.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And I think that 2 hours is not going to happen. What do you think, buddy?
I don't think we're going to happen for 2 hours.
No, we're not going to happen for 2 hours. But we're going to be here for a little bit more. We're going to be taking pictures and giving fun shout-outs. And we thank you for being here. And you know what? If you're out there and you're listening, this thing is going for 9 o'clock tonight. Please come down. It's just picking up. It's just a lot of fun. There's a lot to see.
Yeah,
come down here and City Field, and it's just lit up. And we thank you for coming, joining us. And we will be back with you on Wednesday, 1 o'clock, our normal time. And take a break. Let me thank my lovely co-host, Elise Siegelman, who can't hear me.
Thank you.
Who can't, I can't hear, but I know she's here with me in spirit, and she's looking at me.
You.
And take a tome, Elise.
You got it.